With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Harrison Salisbury arrived in Beijing to film a documentary just one day before the massacre in Tiananmen Square. Before the shooting, Salisbury, who was well-known in China, strolled into the square where several demonstrating students wanted his autograph.
I found myself after the massacre in the funny position of thinking of those autographs which I'd signed a few hours before the bullets started flying and wondering how many of these youngsters had a bullet in the head or in their chest, and in their pocket was a little autograph signed by Harrison Salisbury.
Salisbury, author of Tiananmen Diary, says he returned to his hotel, which overlooked the square.
When things started happening, they happened right outside my window, and I did have a front row seat.
That night, he was awakened by the sound of gunfire and went to the window where he saw people running below.
Then the firing opened up again, coming from the square, and I realized that these bullets were flying right down in front of me and around me, and some of them were hitting the wall of the hotel.
At first, Salisbury wasn't sure what was happening.
So I turned on my little shortwave radio and got a report from VOA, which said that the troops had come into the square and had fired on the students and were in possession of it.
He heard the rumble of tanks and saw rows of armored troop carriers as the army fired indiscriminately.
I myself saw a couple of people killed right outside, right under my window.
Harrison Salisbury's eyewitness account of the massacre in Beijing, Tiananmen Diary, was published by Little Brown. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. When the Chinese leadership moved to crush the student rebellion in Beijing, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Harrison Salisbury was an eyewitness. His account of the massacre is Tiananmen Diary. As the government troops began their slaughter, Salisbury found himself trapped in a hotel overlooking Tiananmen Square.
It was an odd feeling to stand there right beside that window, hearing the gunfire and knowing that there was a battle or something going on in Tiananmen Square, and then turning on the radio and finding out from VOA or BBC what it was that was happening.
Salisbury was in China to make a documentary, and after 2 days decided to leave Beijing to go into the countryside. He made a harrowing escape through narrow alleys in a minibus with a courageous driver behind the wheel.
And he had to pick his way through these narrow streets, which were just about wide enough for our bus, and find some way that would escape all the barricades and barriers and things of that kind.
Safely in the countryside, Salisbury discovered that news of the massacre had spread like wildfire across China. Harrison Salisbury doesn't think it will ever be known just how many people were killed.
I suppose that the total would be between two and 3,000. Many people who were killed and lay beside the roads, the troops came along and just poured gasoline over them and incinerated them on the spot.
The massacre brought to a halt a major reform effort.
They invested 10 years of erratic but really quite effective work at getting themselves out of the almost medieval conditions they were left in by Mao. That's come to a dead end.
One of the first accounts of the student massacre in Beijing is Tiananmen Diary by Harrison Salisbury, published by Little Brown. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Journalist Harrison Salisbury, whose latest book is Tiananmen Diary, an account of the student massacre in Beijing, was something of a troublemaker back at the University of Minnesota.
I was editor of the school paper, and I was a very uppity editor and offended the authorities, and so they threw me out.
Expelled by the University of Minnesota, Salisbury landed a job with United Press in St. Paul. During his 18 years with UP, he became a foreign correspondent and later Moscow bureau chief. In the 1950s, he switched to the New York Times, where he stayed for 25 years. Salisbury has written some 20 books, most of them dealing with the Soviet Union.
Well, I've always been a fast writer, let's put it that way. Over the years, I utilized the spare time I had, which would be weekends or vacations, to write books. And since I left the Times, I have written even more because it gave me a chance to catch up on various book contracts that I hadn't fulfilled for several years.
Salisbury's latest, Tiananmen Diary, is virtually an instant book. The massacre happened at the beginning of June. The book was available by the 1st of August.
That is less than 2 months after the event, and that is something which I don't think has ever happened in Little Brown's history.
Because of his criticism of the Beijing government in Tiananmen Diary, Harrison Salisbury doubts he'll be returning to China soon.
I've expressed the same sentiments in articles in the New York Times, and I don't believe that they are very well taken in Beijing, so I may have to wait until the geriatric generation is gone before I go back.
Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.